Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we began yesterday, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, where we begin to discuss the actual time that one person should ideally, or b'di'eved, daven mincha. And we brought down the Shita of the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that there is a machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda as to when one is permitted to daven mincha up until. Ideally, the Mechaber says you should daven what's called mincha ketana, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. We'll have to define that again momentarily. We discussed this at length yesterday. To quickly chazer, the day in an idealized 12-hour day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we always deal with shows manios. It's easier to make them shows when they're exactly 1 hour. So we start 6 a.m., the sun rises, 6 p.m., the sun sets. So in this idealized day, the Mechaber is telling us that one can daven mincha for mincha ketana, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day, 3:30. Rav Yehuda says until plaga mincha, which is half of that time period of mincha ketana, 1 hour and 15 minutes. So mincha is ideally daven between 3:30 and 4:45. According to the Rabbanan, you can daven until 6 p.m. Now, that in of itself is a question. I gave you really the shita now of the Gaonim, which is the Vilna Gaon shita, that is sunrise to sunset. But there is another opinion, which we'll attribute as the Mogen Avram's opinion. Both the Mogen Avram's opinion and the Gaon's opinion are held by many different poskim, but that's how they're called in the vernacular, that says we go and count the 12 equal parts of the day, the Shos Manios, from not sunrise to sunset, but from dawn until Tzeis HaKochavim. And this has huge ramifications in terms of what are the appropriate times. So the Mechaber holds that we call the end of the day not sunset, but Tzeis HaKochavim. We're actually a little bit before Tzeis HaKochavim is the last time that you're allowed to daven mincha, because that last mil, the amount of time that it takes you to travel 3/4 of a mil, which is, let's say, 13.5 minutes or so, that is Sofek Bein HaShmashos. So the actual time of nightfall, Tzeis HaKochavim, you're certainly allowed to daven Ma'ariv after nightfall, but in that last 15 minutes of time, it's a limbo period of time. You shouldn't daven either Mid or Ma'ariv during that Sofek period of time. In any event, that's a very, very brief and quick summary of the Mechaber's position. And now we continue. We're on the third line on Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Beis, third line in the Mechaber. The Achshav, nowadays the Mechaber says, Shenagul is followed tefillas mincha laila. The people daven all the way up until laila. Now we don't really mean laila tzeis hakochavim over here, as the Mishneh Berurah already tells us in Sivkot and Ches, wrote to Lomar, ad bein hashmashos shehu sofek laila. It's really talking about a period of time, roughly 13.5 minutes or so before the stars come out. And that period of time is now called bein hashmashos, that last 13.5 minutes of time. And when the Mechaber is telling us you can daven mincha until laila, he really means until the start of the Bein HaShmashos period of time, which, according to this shita, is 13.5 minutes or so before the stars come out. So the Mechaber tells us, nowadays the people daven mincha so late, ein l'spalel tefillas arvis, kodem shkiyas hachama. You're certainly not allowed to daven ma'ariv before the shkiyas hachama. And what does he mean by shkiyas hachama over here? So it means the end of shkiyas hachama, i.e. until this 13.5 minutes or so before the stars come out. As we see this in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Tes. Rotz Lomar, Sof Shkia, when he says Shkia Sechama means the end of the sun's setting, not the start of the sun's setting. Shehulu Dasa Mechaber, that this is the opinion of the Mechaber, B'simen Reish Samachalev, Zaman Muat Kodim Tzeis HaKochavim, a short period of time prior to Tzeis HaKochavim. I've been saying 13.5 minutes, because that's assuming that a person can walk 18 minutes it takes him to walk a mil, and this is the amount of distance that it takes a person to walk 3/4 of a mil, is this Bein HaShmashos over here. So it's 3/4 of 18 minutes, which is 13.5 minutes. The Mishneh Berurah continues, V'af o'gav digam oz ein l'spalel at Tzeis HaKochavim mamish. You still shouldn't daven ma'ariv at that point in time. The mikod mochein heavy rak sofik laila. In that period of time of Bein HaShmashos, it's not clear, is it day, is it night? So you should wait, as we'll learn, Kedilakami b'simen reish lamed hei, b'hai pur to lo dok. The Mishneh Berurah over here is telling us that the Mechaber was not careful in his language over here to say that you can daven mincha up until the Tzeis HaKochavim, then you can daven ma'ariv at the Tzeis HaKochavim. He really means this Bein HaShmashos period of time, the end of sunset, which starts the period of time of Bein HaShmashos, this 13.5 minutes or so that you have between the end of Zman Mincha until the formal definite start of Zman Ma'ariv. That's called this Bein HaShmashos. You shouldn't daven either of the two tefillos l'chatchila during that period of time. So that is the Mechaber's position. You can daven, nowadays we hold like the opinion of the Chachamim, not like Rav Yehuda, he says, and therefore you can daven all the way up until the end of the full Zman Mincha, which concludes at the end of the sun setting, Sof Shkiyas HaChama, which is the start of Bein HaShmashos, and then you can daven Ma'ariv from the start of Tzeis HaKochavim 13.5 minutes later. However, the Mechaber now tells us, V'im b'di'eved hispalo tefilas arvis miplaga mincha ulamala. But if, for whatever the reason, a person did in fact daven ma'ariv earlier, he davened from plaga mincha ulamala. Now, plaga mincha would be 1.25 hours, shos manios, before the end of the zman of mincha. As we said, you have mincha gedola, you have mincha ketana, and then you have plag mincha, which is half of the mincha ketana. Mincha Ketana is a total of 2.5 hours. So if you davened at Plag HaMincha, which is 1 hour and 15 minutes, and you davened Ma'ariv after that point in time, you would be Yotze B'di'evet, Yotze. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, Avo Kodim Plag, but everybody agrees, whatever time of the Plag HaMincha you're saying, everybody agrees, and here we're going to the Mechaber's opinion, that it's 1 hour and 15 minutes before Sof Shkia. Everybody agrees, before the Plag HaMincha, Afilu B'di'evet, even B'di'evet, a person would not be Yotze, Lo Yotze, if he daven Ma'ariv then. It's not yet night, according to any opinion. Even Rav Yehuda says, night starts at Plag HaMincha, and therefore, before Plag HaMincha, if you daven Ma'ariv, you're not Yotze. We have a similar idea. If you light candles on Erev Shabbos before Plag HaMincha, people that daven early on Friday nights in the summertime, in order not to eat so late, so you can never light candles, you can never daven Ma'ariv before Plag HaMincha. The issue footnote number 19 brings down that you're not only not Yotze the Shmoneh Esrei, you're also not Yotze the saying of the brachos of Kriyat Shema. And of course, certainly not Kriyat Shema, because that's required to be said after nightfall. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ula'el, we have already learned that Mizbar, Diyesh, Deos, Baposkim, Emesu, Plag HaMincha. In yesterday's shiur, we discussed this, that there are different opinions, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, and then within that, there are other opinions as well as to when exactly is Plag HaMincha. And therefore, of Al Kain, therefore, even if you hold normally like the Rabbanon, if you hold like the Magen Avraham, nevertheless, in this situation, since there is the Shita of the Vilna Gaon that says, based upon Rav Yehuda, that you can daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, if a person did in fact daven at this point in time, he should not repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And this is explained beautifully in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yudalit. This is the opinion of the Elyeh Rabbah that you can daven at that point in time because according to the Gra and according to the Shita of the Gaonim, it is already nighttime in terms of davening Ma'ariv. Udalo kimargin Avram, lekamlin b'simun reish lamed hei sivkot gimel. And this is, of course, not the Morgan Avram Shita. And the Nira Li, the Chofetz Chaim says, da'afilu ha-morgin Avram, even the Morgan Avram would admit, modeh bizmanenu, that nowadays, the no'agim shalo lasos b'lochach ha-shkiyas ha-chama, that everybody, even those that hold the Rabbeinu Tam, time, even those that hold a much later point in time in terms of when the Shabbos start and conversely when the Shabbos end, everybody, the Choshish and Ladas HaGra, the Harbe Mir Rishonim, everybody is concerned with the Shita of the Gra and the other Rishonim that says that Shkia is definitely now the Sofek Laila, the Sfiruluhu, the Tekev Achashchitahu Bein HaShmashos, that immediately after the sun starts to set, it's called Bein HaShmashos, Ula Divrayim Bevadei Plag HaMincha Hu Kodem HaShkia Shor Reviya, and according to this Shita, 1 hour and 15 minutes before the Shkia, it is definitely Plag HaMincha, after the Plag HaMincha, and therefore you would be Yotzei B'di'evet if you daven Ma'ariv then, so Im Kain, even the Magen Avraham, the Chofetz Chaim says, would be Modeh, Ein Lachzer Ulispalo B'di'evet. You shouldn't go if you, by accident or intentionally, daven Ma'ariv at that point in time, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, even if you hold like the Shita of the Magen Avraham, you should not go and repeat your davening of Ma'ariv because you were Yotzei according to the Shita of the Gra and many Rishonim. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber adds, Ubishas Hadchak, under extenuating circumstances, Yochol Lispalo Tfilas Arvis Miplag HaMincha Lamala. Under extenuating circumstances, a person who normally daven still Mincha during the time period of Plag HaMincha is allowed to go and daven Ma'ariv under extenuating circumstances L'chatrila during the Plag HaMincha. Of course, he has to daven Mincha in that situation, ideally, before the Plag HaMincha. We'll talk about, can he daven both Tfilos in the same Zman period? He davens Mincha at the start of Plag HaMincha, and then right afterwards he davens Ma'ariv, still within the Plag HaMincha, so that is certainly not acceptable L'chatrila, except under the most extenuating or unusual circumstances. We'll talk more about this in Yitzhak Hashem. It's still in today's shir. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, B'shas HaDchak, Rotzu Lomar, V'af im darko tomid l'spalo mincha achar plag, even if the person never davens mincha after plag of mincha, he considers that still day, and he holds like the Rabbanon, the Chachamim Shita, that that's still daytime, and he always davens mincha then, he never davens marv then, mikol makom, nevertheless, yochol l'spalo tfilas arvis gam came b'zman hazeh, one could, under these shas hadchak, extenuating circumstances, daven marv then. However, as I pointed out, and here's where the Mishnah Berurah says this, a person should not do this leniently. He should not take this lightly that he's davening at the wrong time for him. And furthermore, he should only daven Marv after the plag if that day he davened Mincha before the plag. Even though he never davens Marv after the plag, at least this day, since he davened Mincha before the plag, under these extenuating circumstances, he's allowed to daven Marv after the plag. However, avol be'oso ayom gufa, if that very day, hispalu mincha achar plag, he davens mincha after plag ha-mincha, then, shuv also lo lispalu arvis kodim alayla, then certainly lechatchila, and even bidyevet, except under even more unusual circumstances, he should wait till nightfall to definitely daven marv. He shouldn't daven marv also after plag ha-mincha, even though he daven mincha first, after plag ha-mincha, and then he'll daven marv after Plag HaMincha, but still during Plag HaMincha time period, he should not do this. Why? Devitarte disasre. It's mutually contradictory. Is it Mincha time or is it Marav time today? Ba'osa Yom Gufa, on that very day. It's not as bad as if yesterday he did this and today he's doing it. We said that that's wrong, but here you have a little room to play with. But on the very same day, to say this is Man Mincha and this is also Zman Marav, that's what we call a Tarte disasre. It's mutually contradictory. The two opinions can't be reconciled and one should not do this. The koze mispalo bichidi. This is talking about when a person is davening alone by himself. He shouldn't do this. Avot tzibur shispalo mincha. And you have this in some shuls. They have the tzibur davening mincha after plaga mincha. And it would be too difficult to gather everybody together again and have them all come back after. It's definitely nightfall. Ukishielchu leveisam. If they all went home. Yet torach lekabtzim shenis letvilas erev. It would be too difficult and you probably won't get a minion to have everybody come back after nightfall. V'yisbatul tvilas hatzibur legamri. And you'll end up giving up tvilas arvis with a minion. So then, hekelu achronu shemutu lespalu arvis somuch lemincha. In this situation, this is an extenuating circumstances where you lose the minion. So Chazal said, in this situation, and only this situation, you could daven both of them in the same zman time period of plag mincha. Mincha after the plag, and marav also after the plag before nightfall. The issue foot number 20 stresses that an individual on his own should not do this. Even if he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, he shouldn't go and daven both of them after the plag. He should daven Marav by himself after Tzeis HaKochavim. The issue for number 21 brings down the same halacha applies to a woman. She shouldn't daven both of them in the same time period, unless for her it's extenuating circumstances as well. Because of the tircha, she's busy taking care of the children or whatever it may be in the house, and she has to daven both of them in the same time period. She also is considered like that, Shas HaTchak. He then brings down as well that the Derech HaChaim writes that B'tzibur yesh lahakel b'zeh be'erev Shabbos. This is the reason why some shuls on Friday night, they will have both Mincha and Marv in the same Zman period during Plag HaMincha. However, others disagree with this kula, and certainly, if one can set it up, one should always try to arrange the shul that they daven when they daven early on Friday afternoon. They should have one tefillah before Plag HaMincha, Mincha before Plag HaMincha, and Kabbalah Shabbos Marav after Plag HaMincha. This could be the Plag HaMincha of the Gra, or at least the Plag HaMincha of the Magen Avraham, in order to fulfill this idea that you shouldn't have Tarti de Sasre. Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, we'll discuss this more in Siman Reish Lamed Hei, Sif Aleph. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, nowadays, uledidon b'medinos elu shenogin l'spalol arvis miplag mincha. Nowadays, in the time of the Ramah, they already daven Marav early. They would daven mincha before the plag mincha, and they would daven Marav right after the plag mincha. Ain lo l'spalol mincha acharkach. So then one should try carefully not to daven mincha after the plag mincha, because that's now called zman for Marav after plag mincha. However, again, here too, the Ramah says, b'diyeved, o b'shas adchak, if there are extenuating circumstances, or after the fact you already did it, yotza, then you are in fact yotze, in mispalo mincha ad halayla, if you daven mincha after plag mincha, up until it's night, and then you daven marav in that same time period, the hainu ad tzeis hakochavim, all the way up until tzeis hakochavim, according to the shita that says that the sofa shkia is the end of plag mincha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Beis explains, Rotsa Lomar, Afilu Biyom Acher, Lo Yisbal Mincha Achar Plag. Once you try not to switch off one day davening before Plag HaMincha, Mincha, after Plag HaMincha, Marav, and then the next day davening after Plag HaMincha, Mincha, and Marav after Tzeisek Chochoven. One should try not to do that. Why not? Kivan de Tomid, Machzik Osuzman, because he normally considers the time of Plag HaMincha, Lizman Tvilas Erev, to davening Marav. And therefore, on this day, he's calling it still Mincha time. That's not right. Afilum Bidaito, Bosayom, Lizbal Marav, Achat Tzeisek Chochoven. Even if on that day, he's not going to have a tart to the Sasre, he's going to daven Marav much later after Tzeisek Chochoven. Nevertheless, one shouldn't switch off, ideally, from one day to the next. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah further, Rotsa Lomar, the Kivan Shu Shas Hadchak, under extenuating circumstances, Mutalo Lechadchila, that you can switch around from Monday to Tuesday if you have to under extenuating circumstances. That's not so bad. But we already said previously in Sifkat Yud Aleph, the Eshel Yizar Shalul Spal Oz Marav Rak Achar Tzeisek Kochav on the very same day. Try not to daven both in the same zman of Plag HaMincha. In Lo Shus Betzibor Shul Betzibor via Torach Lekabtzim Shenis Kishelchu Kolech Leveso. Except under the most extenuating circumstances when you won't be able to have a minion. So then, if the minion is all there and they already daven mincha after Plag HaMincha, but if you send them home to come back to daven Marav, they won't. So then, under these extenuating circumstances, a tzibor, a minion, can daven both in the same Zman, it's not called Tarte de Sasre, Bidi Evid. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Aleph explains that when we said until Tzeisek Chochoven, again, Lav Davka, didn't really mean until the end of Sof Shkia Sachama, the Erech Rebbe Shah called him Tzeisek Chochoven because about a quarter of an hour, that 13.5 minutes that we've been talking about, prior to Tzeisek Chochoven, Bivadei Ben HaShemashas Ulukul Yama. Everybody agrees, even the most Machmir opinion, and when it's still day, agrees that last quarter hour or so of the daytime after Sof Shkia Sachama until Tzeisek Kochavim is Ben Hashmashos, and certainly Vein L'spala Bosos Man, you shouldn't daven any tefillah during that time because you're not sure if it's day, you're not sure if it's night. El Arod Salomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Ramah as saying that it means Samuch L'zeh, it means close to this time, i.e. to the start of Ben Hashmashos. V'chein Yitzah B'Darki Moshe B'Reish Lamed Beis, and this is what the Ramah in his parish, the Darki Moshe on tour, says in Reish Lamed Beis. Furthermore, V'da, Shav Shemachabah V'Ramah Mashman V'Lidon Noagin L'spala Marev Achar Tzeisek Kochavim, even though they both say you should daven Marav after Tzeisek Kochavim, Mutu L'spala Mincha Afilu Achar Shkia at Samuch L'Tzeisek Kochavim. You are allowed to go and daven Mincha up until that point in time, that samuch l'tzeisek kochavim. So they hold that you are allowed to daven after the shkia. But yesh poskim rabim, many disagree with this understanding of the Mechaber and the Ramah, that according to this opinion that sof shkia ends off over here the daytime, so that you certainly can still daven mincha from shkia until sof shkia, many disagree. And he brings down the Shaar HaTzion in Os Katan Yud Ches, a listing of all those that disagree. And he says, Yesh poskim rabim shecholkim bazeh, that disagree. V'daitim shetvilas ha-mincha urak kodim shkia sechama. That even according to this opinion, you should daven mincha always before sun has set, the start of sunset. And therefore, the psak halacha of the Mishnah Berurah is, l'chein l'chachil etzorech kol odim lizor l'spalu kodim shkia sechama davka. No matter what opinion you hold is really the end zman for mincha, and when is the start of marav, you should always try to daven mincha before shkia sechama, before sunset. Dainu shiigmor tfilaso, you should finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei. In the Dershu foot number 23, he brings down, including the Chazaras Hashatz, before the sun has set. Shalom niskasa shemesh meinenu, that the sun is still up there. Umutav lispalo bismana biyachidus, mean lispalo achaka b'tzibu. And an amazing thing, he says, it's better to daven biyachidus before the shkia than to daven with a minion after the shkia. However, ubidiyevet, after the fact, yuchalisma chodasa makilim, one could rely upon the opinion of the makilim l'spal achar shkia to daven after the shkia. It's now the shkia; you haven't daven yet, so you can rely upon that opinion that says you still can daven mincha until when? Ad Reva Shah called Mesesa Kochavim until the Bein Hashmashos, according to this opinion, which is about 15 minutes, 13.5 minutes before Tzeisek Kochavim. But even here, he says, "Ach mashi yochel lahaktim, mechuyev lahaktim." As much as you can make it earlier, do it earlier. Don't wait till that last period of time. If you can do it 20 minutes after the shkia, better than doing it 30 minutes after the shkia. Kidei shelo yikanes b'sofik ben hashmashos. So you shouldn't enter it all into this territory of the sofik ben hashmashos. Achenim kvar niru kochavim. If you've seen already the stars, kvar avar zman nechum vade. Then once it's already tzeisek kochavim, everybody agrees it's too late. There's those simon laila. That's nighttime. Kimvur kozev b'simon reich sadi gimel. As we'll learn this in reich sadi gimel. Ayin shom Mishnah Berurah bir halacha. Again, the Mishnah says, "Ach kozeh b'diavad u'shasachat gadol." This is only under the most extenuating circumstances that you should do this. Again, l'chatchila bevada en l'acher zman mincha adach hashkia. You should never ever daven mincha etter the shkia unless it's done under the most extenuating circumstances. The kosher can change the zohar mo'od shol l'acher at some sense of kovin. Certainly not to do it late into the last 13.5 minutes because that's really a problem. Chazal said, "B'marov in Eretz Yisrael, laite aman dematzle im divdu mechama." They would curse people that would daven so late. Duma mitrefol l'shaita, because you get confused and you'll end up davening after the zman. There's a lot more detail in these halachos available in all of the Dirshu footnotes that we didn't have a chance to do, but we've run out of time. That concludes today's shir.